Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5:30. We are in for some slushy snow today. We'll find out how much and take you through the weekend in Scott Hetzko's forecast from 13 Plan ABC. Good morning. I'm Steve Hausman. Here's your first look at what's trending at WBEE. Everyone get out safely from a house fire in Pittsford. Broke out last evening on Saddlebrook. A mom and her two kids are inside. Monroe County Sheriff's Department says it looks like the flames were started when someone knocked over a candle. The house suffered both fire and smoke damage. The woman accused in the plot to kill a Sotus couple was in court yesterday, Charlotte Childers. Unemotional as she learned that her case would be passed up to the grand jury. She, her husband, and another man all accused in the plot to kill Joshua Niles. Childers had just lost a custody battle with him over their two kids. Meanwhile, the family of Amber Washburn, the other victim, has questions.
Why Amber? Why was she involved? Did she just come and, you know, pull into the driveway at the wrong time? We don't know. We don't know if she was actually an intended target or not.
Angeline Van Hale is Amber's sister. Childers' husband, Timothy Dean, is accused of the actual murders. Some good news yesterday for Tops. The supermarket chain's plan to climb out of bankruptcy has been approved by a court. The reorganization, according to company leaders, reduces debt and will provide jobs for those who were let go when they closed some stores, including five locally. Well, let the bell ringing begin. The annual kettle drive for the Salvation Army begins today. This year's fundraising goal is $350,000, money the Salvation Army will use for Christmas baskets now and to provide food, shelter, and other services for those in need year-round. It was once voted one of the safest cities in America. The town of Thousand Oaks, California, is now trying to cope with the trauma of the mass shooting that left 13 people dead, including the gunman. The big question is why the former Marine went on his bloody rampage. A fast-moving wildfire has ravaged the northern California town of Paradise, sending neighbors racing to escape roads that quickly turned into tunnels of flames and thick black smoke. Well, it is official. Three iconic toys have been selected for induction into the National Toy Hall of Fame at Strong. Congratulations to Pinball, the card game Uno, and after six previous nominations, the Magic 8-Ball is finally in. Winners are all on display at the Strong Museum of Play. Sports of the Bee, Sabres up in Montreal last night where they beat the Canadiens 6-5 in overtime. Amherst skate on home ice tonight against Syracuse. Thursday night football, Pittsburgh easily over Carolina, 52-21. Of course, the Bills on Sunday, the two teams mired in losing streak squared off as the Bills look to snap a four-game slide against a Jets team that has dropped their last three. Wide receiver Zay Jones says with Josh Allen back on the field, it's a pretty good week to perhaps reestablish your identity.
There has been a carousel at quarterback for obvious reasons, injuries and things like that. So having Josh come back and leading this team will be a great start for us.
And Josh is practicing. He has not yet been named the game-time starter. The kickoff is at 1 o'clock from MetLife Stadium. As usual, our ESPN stations will carry it live, 96.5 FM, AM 950, and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
I heard that Josh Allen, while he's been injured, has been learning how to block for himself.
Well, we'll check your forecast from 13 Wham ABC next here at the B.
This Veterans Day, Dunkin' salutes those who help keep America running. All veterans and active duty military are invited to stop by and pick up a free donut as a small token of gratitude. Participation may vary, limit one per guest. America runs on Dunkin'.
Hey, did you get your flu shot yet? Don't put it off. Remember last year? Rochester had one of its worst flu seasons ever. It peaked early, lasted long, and sent record numbers of people to the hospital. You probably know people who had the flu. Get the flu shot now. It can prevent the flu altogether or help you get on your feet faster if you do get sick. Protect yourself and your family. Everyone 6 months and older should get a flu shot. You can find out more at the New York State Health Department's website, health.ny.gov/flu.
Rochester weather.
Well, you know, it's going to be one of those days out in western New York. We'll have some wet snow and rain. Now, the good news is the wet snow, it'll probably fall for several hours across much of the region, but most of it will stick to grassy surfaces. You know, here in the metro, We're looking at maybe adjusting to an inch or so, higher elevation south to west, maybe 2 or 3 inches. And then it goes to rain late in the day. We'll be up near 40. The weekend is cold and windy Saturday. Quite windy, feeling like, early to mid-December out there. We'll have some snow squalls south of the thruway down in Livingston County and Wyoming County to start the weekend. I know. I'm sorry. It's early. From the 13 WAM Weather Authority, I'm Scott Hetzko here on the B.
Nothing yet here at High Falls. We just have clouds, 34 degrees, 535. You're up to date at 92.5 WBEE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.